It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Brightening global economy with hiring steady and worker compensation stabilizing. AI adoption on the rise, a 1,400% increase in searches for AI services. And Guards emerges from stealth mode, offering low-code cybersecurity tools and insurance for SMBs. This is the Business of Tech. I reported yesterday on the economic growth numbers. Moods are certainly brighter. Quoting the Washington Post, "The outlook for the global economy in recent weeks has unexpectedly brightened, and with the United States, Europe, and China all outperforming expectations and avoiding, at least for now, some predicted stumbles. American employers continue to hire at a steady clip, while the latest European manufacturing gauges signal expansion, and Chinese consumers are spending again. Much of the improvement in the world's three main economic engines, however, is more the result of disasters averted rather than any new boom." And how about this from Axios? "A major undercurrent of last year's entire economic policy debate has been this question: is compensation for American workers spiraling upward because of a tight job market destined to fuel inflation? New data points decidedly towards no. The Employment Cost Index, which is the gold standard of measures of worker compensation, rose 1% in the final 3 months of 2022, below the 1.2% analysts had expected. Growth in total compensation had its recent peak in the first quarter of 2022 at 1.4%, then rose more slowly in each subsequent quarter. Put differently, compensation rose at an annual 5.8% rate in the first 3 months of 2022 and a 4% annual rate in the final 3 months of the year." Some other good data: ADP's job report says private employers added 235,000 jobs in December. Job resurgence was seen in the last 2 months of 2022, led by consumer-facing service industries. Hiring was strong across small and medium establishments, while large establishments saw a drop of employment of 151,000 jobs. Why do we care? The mood is lighter. I want to highlight how news often struggles to report good news, so we should notice when it happens. For those in services, the data continues to stack up. Combine this data with the company creation data reported earlier this week, and there are many reasons for SMBs to be hopeful. I have a feeling I'll be doing periodic AI segments now. With the adoption numbers I reported earlier this week, there's a there and an actual consulting and advising needs for customers. So, a few updates. Fiverr, the marketplace for freelancers, has released some data on demand. Per reporting in VentureBeat, the company is reporting a surge in companies trying to use or create products that use generative AI engines, with a 1,400% increase in searches for AI-related services over the last 6 months. To that end, companies have been looking for skilled freelancers who can also help them build AI-powered applications. There's also sizable demand from organizations for help building prompts for generative AI engines. And with the release of ChatGPT and some other of those generative AI programs, we may see a flurry more as the industry puts aside some of their ethics pledges to avoid being left behind. Remember that 2016 Microsoft research bot Tay that started spewing offensive and racist comments? Think that. Axios with a summary, as you can expect companies like Google and Meta to release products they may have held back on previously. And that may be ahead of any regulation, which another article examines. There's the new NIST framework I talked about already, which is voluntary. The regulatory impact in the U.S. may be a patchwork. Still, the EU approved the Artificial Intelligence Regulation Act last December, with the European Parliament set to vote on it this spring, and adoption by the end of 2023. And the U.S. and EU Friday signed an agreement to collaborate on responsible advancements in AI. So we may end up with the EU's rules. Why do we care? The demand for freelancers is part of the demand overall. Sure, we need to watch if this sustains. Market demand came quickly, and don't sleep on this opportunity. Customers will want not only to use the technology, but also think through the implications and keep an eye on any regulatory impacts. And that's why you use a voluntary framework. I spotted the announcement of a company that's come out of stealth mode with a $10 million investment behind them of interest. Guards, a company with a two-part offering aimed at protecting SMBs. A SaaS-based set of low-code security tools designed for businesses using cloud services, designed to be implemented without any specific security or advanced technical expertise. And insurance to help cover organizations in cases where something is disrupted. The startup is launching initially in the U.S., and along with that, it's announcing that $10 million in funding. Now, I want to cite this quote from TechCrunch. The coupling of insurance with cybersecurity products is becoming more commonplace these days. Others that are building similar products include Act Zero, which launched in 2021 and also targets SMBs, Cowbell, which raised $10 million last year and also targets SMBs, Stoic out of France, At Bay, backed by Microsoft, and Coalition, which is now at a whopping $5 billion valuation. Why do we care? This software plus insurance combo is a prediction I made 2 years ago. What's interesting to me is that most of the names are entirely new and are not channel-focused companies. SaaS disrupted some of the rigid nature of SMB acquisition, but most customers still seek expertise and advice. So lean into that. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so, advertising on this show. Our reach is 5 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there, and one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening. Today, change your password day. Well, that's the one we talk about security all the time, so make sure to rotate those passwords. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.